Okay, so welcome to today's episode of Judaism. And we are going to be discussing Yerideya Simen Peches, which are the halachos of Ha'ala'a, which is the prohibition that's found in the Mishnah at the beginning of Parakva HaBosar and Kuf Gimel Mebeis, regarding not having Basar and Cholav on the same table. And it says in the Mishnah that Koha Basar, you're not allowed to be Mala al HaShokhan with Cholav, Shokhan She'ochel Olav, not Shokhan She'sodir Olav. And Koha Basar means even Basar Oif. Even Basar Oif is going to be Asar. And the Gemara on Kuf Dalet Amid Aleph, going to Kuf Dalet Amid Beis, raises the question, how come this is forbidden? It seems like this is going to be a gezeira le gezeira. In other words, that Chazal only have the ability to make one gezeira, because that's considered a tzorech gadol. Rav Shachter explains in his Svarim in the Eretz HaTzvi at the beginning that a gezeira le gezeira isn't included in Chazal's mandate, because it's not a tzorech gadol. Chazal can be worried about one level of slippery slope, but two levels of slippery slope in two dimensions, that's already not a tzorech gadol, so Chazal can't make a gezeira le gezeira. So fret the Gemara, how can you have an isra ha'ala'a by basar of, l'cha'ira, that's a gezeira le gezeira? So the Gemara answers that what we're really worried about is shema yala ve'ofis reseyach. We're not worried about being glazer basar of atu basar behema, and even basar behema to eat it with cholov is only going to be asur min rabbanon. We're saying that no, the concern is shemayala be'ofis reseyach, that you have a hot burning hot frying pan. A burning hot frying pan is a kli rishon, therefore there's going to be a concern by basar behema for a real do'iraisa. So basar of is one gezeira atu basar behema, but it's a gezeira atu ofis reseyach ad kan divrei ha'gemara. So the Gemara is beautiful, and Judaism is beautiful. Then the Taz was born. And the Taz says something that don't make no sense, right? The Taz says that sometimes you make gezeiros and gezeiros, no? Like, what the heck, Taz? Right, you didn't read the Gemara. The Gemara says it's not a gezeira le gezeira. Taz, how come you're coming along and you're saying it is a gezeira le gezeira? So, what's interesting to note is that the Taz is really a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, or a commentary on the Torah, right? Did we speak about this? It's called Turei Zahav, because the Taz is more inclined to bring down comments of the Torah than some of the other Mefarshim. Okay, put that in your pipes, hold it for a while, right? It's a true Yesod. But the Taz over here is commenting on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes that you're not allowed to have Basar Aif on the Shulchan Shelo Yavo L'Achlam Yachad. The Mechaber just says beferish, you can't come to eat them together. Right? So the Gemara of Ofis Reseach and everything seems to be omitted here from the Shulchan Aruch, and the Taz is commenting on the Lashon of the Mechaber. Now the Lashon of the Mechaber is really cut and pasted from the Lashon HaRambam, no? Because the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Chav, the Rambam says, it's a gezeira b'shem hergal avera shema yochal ze imzeh. Acha pisha oif b'chol of asa midivrei sofrim, nonetheless they make a gezeira. So the Mechaber is basically using the Lashon HaRambam, and to explain that, the Taz says, apparently, that, you know what, I'm not worried about gezeiras and gezeiras, sometimes we make gezeira le gezeira. Now the Prima Gadim over here on this Taz already raised the issue that the Taz seems to be against the Gemara, etc. So it comes along the Prima Gadim, and the Prima Gadim says that maybe the Gemara is saying we're not going to make a Gezeira the Gezeira in a situation when we're dealing with something that's Shal Iser. But in the case of Basar B'cholov, where each of them alone is heter, so precisely because each one is mutter, so therefore it's more likely that you'll come lidei iser. Right? It seems like a reasonable idea. That's what the Prima Gadim himself suggests. The Prima Gadim also quotes on the Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah there in Perek Tes Halacha Chaf writes that maybe we don't make a gezeira the gezeira if it's b'shnei mekomos. The Gemara earlier in that sugya on Kuf Dalet was speaking about chalas chutz la'aretz, no? Chutz la'aretz and Eretz Yisrael are like two different places, right? If you don't realize chutz la'aretz and Eretz Yisrael are two different places, so like you have to go back in chaz of the first Rashi and Chumash and like really reconnect to the value of Eretz Yisrael. Chutz la'aretz and Eretz Yisrael are two different places, and Zot the Lechai Mishnah, I'm not going to make a gezer like gezer b'shnei mekomos. But b'makom echad, it could be we will make a gezer like gezer. So b'kitzar hama'aseh, we have a taz, it seems to be against the Gemara, and the taz seems to be suggesting that in this case we make a gezer like gezer, either because they're both heter, or because it's makom echad, not shnei makomos, that's the two hasberim that we have. Okay, wonderful. I have a third approach, my own approach. My approach goes as follows. Rabbi Yosef Engel develops an idea in the Sefer Asin d'Oraisa, that sometimes there are things which are called a siyog d'oraisa. I believe we spoke about this in our first year of the Zman, when we spoke about Bishul Basar B'chov. Right? The idea of a siyog d'oraisa is that siyogs are not only things that the rabbis put together, but a siyog is also something that the Torah sometimes has. Moshal Mahadavra Domeh, Ba'al Yimotze is a siyog d'oraisa, the Ran tells me at the beginning of Psachim, Shema Yavo La'achlo. I might come to eat the chametz. The Torah, in order to prevent me from coming to eat chametz, the Torah says, don't even own chametz. No? If you're not going to own it, you can't come to eat it. The Rashbam writes in his Perash al HaTorah that the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam is a siyag d'oraisa atu the Isra v'achilas dam. The dam is disgusting. Usually you won't eat it. How do I make sure you're not going to eat it? Oh, you cover it with afar. Then for sure you're not going to eat it. Right? So therefore it's a siyag d'oraisa of Kisui Hadam not to come to achilas dam. And we pointed out also that there's a siyag d'oraisa as Bishul Basar B'chalav, no? Because the Targum writes that lo tevash el gedi means lo teichol psar b'chalav, right? That means that the real issur d'oraisa is achila, and Bishul is a siyag d'oraisa. But I believe Rabbi Yosef Engel includes this in his Rishima, and we pointed this out in our youth. Hanir lofi in the estate. That Chazal have the ability to make gezeira le gezeira in a situation where the Torah makes a siyag d'oraisa. Zosomeres, the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, b'chachmaso, decided that we have to make a siyag d'oraisa over here, that tells me that this is a tzorech gadol. Remember, we said over from Rav Shechter at the beginning of this year that the reason we don't make a gezeira le gezeira is because it's not a tzorech gadol. But in a situation where the Ribbono Shel Olam himself is making a gezeira, no? The Ribbono Shel Olam is saying it's a siyag d'oraisa. So therefore, that kind of gives me an inclination. God says this is one could be a problem. Therefore, the rabbis have the authority to make a gezeira le gezeira. Moshal Mahadar B'Domeh. It seems to me that if you learn Hilchos Nida, we spoke about this in our Nida shiur last year, right, Mr. Press? But when you learn Hilchos Nida and Kuf Tzadihei, we have all the Harchakos Hanida. And the Harchakos Hanida, pardon the Yiddish expression, sounds very far-fetched. Right? It sounds far-fetched because, listen, right, I'm not allowed to touch my wife when she's a Nida. Why? Because if I touch her, I'll come to have Hashem Shemita. I can't, therefore, even pass something to my wife when she's in Nida. Not only can I not pass something to my wife when she's in Nida, I can't even throw something to my wife when she's in Nida. Like, what the heck? Right? This is really far-fetched. What's the answer? Nir lofi in the istayti. This is precisely the pshat. The fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us in the Torah, Ve'al isha b'nida sumasa lo sikri v'lugalos ervasa, something like that. So that means that the Torah is saying that there's a siyag d'oraisa. Once it's a siyag d'oraisa, so therefore I can, the Chachamim can institute additional siyagim. That l'cha'ira is the pshat in the din of, that's the, I think the pshat in this taz, it's a gezeira le'gezeira. V'tekav, we will explain You know what? Maybe we'll do it now. Maybe we'll do it now. If my pshat is correct, that the yesod of this taz is because it's a siyog da'iraisa, so yesh la'ayin, what about other examples of basar v'cholov d'rabbanan? Is there a din of hala'a by other cases of basar v'cholov d'rabbanan? No? Cholov shkuta. Atzamos, or Gidim. We have a number of cases of basar v'cholov d'rabbanan. And those cases were interesting, right? Rabbi Kiva Eger in Pezayin pointed out b'shem the Tiferes l'Moshe that in those cases we're more machmir than we are by basar of b'cholov. No? Remember, by basar of we say there's no iser of bishul, correct? But by cholov shkuta and or gidim atzamo, stuff like that, there is an iser of bishul. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says, oh, that's because those cases come min ha behema. No? Since cholov shkuta comes from a case where you can have a da'iraisa potentially, and since ur and atzamos come from the animal that could be da'iraisa, so therefore we're more machmir. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger said. Okay, it's a nice yisod of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Adayim yesh makom lachkar, therefore. What about ha'ala'a by basar shkut, by cholav shkuta? What about ha'ala'a by ur, gidim, and atzamos, no? And if you look in Reb Fivel Cohen's Badei HaShulchan, I believe on page 45 in the Biurim, he quotes in the Sefer Chadrei Deya that the Chadrei Deya has a suffix about this Nakuda, and he writes, Hanira lafi in the estaiti v'achmir. Right? In other words, the Chadrei Deya is mesuffic, but Reb Fivel feels that we should be machmir. Comes along our dear beloved friend, the Megillas Sefer. Okay? And the Megillas Sefer says the following shtickle teira. He says, if you read the Rambam in Perek Tesam Achalos Asuris Halacha Dalet, when the Rambam first introduces the din of Basar Oif B'cholov, that it is going to be Asur Ba'achila but Mutar B'bishon Hanba'a, so the Rambam is marech and marech and marech in a way they doesn't have to. You see, I would say that basar oif is asur gezeira atu basar behema. Gezeira in the sense of it's a slippery slope, no? If you eat basar oif b'cholov, you might come to eat basar behema b'cholov. That's what I would have said. However, you read the Rambam Paraktes Halacha Dalet, says the Megillah Sefer, he writes, Aser b'achila midivrei sofrim, kidei shelo yifshatu ha'am, v'yavoli dei iser basar b'chol min ha'tayra, v'yoklu basar tahayra b'cholav tahayra, asher im asher ha'kasev ha'gedi b'cholav imo mamish, v'figach asu kol basar b'cholav. Right? The Rambam gives like a mouthful. And the mouthful of the Rambam is saying something to the effect of, you know what? People might make a mistake. And they might see that you're eating basar oif b'cholav, and they might say, if you're eating basar oif b'cholav, obviously the pshat is that the Torah only asers gedi b'chalev imo, and maybe even basar behema is going to be okay because it's only b'chalev imo that's a problem, and therefore they aser it. Meaning, says the Megillah Sefer, that the Rambam is telling me that basar oif b'cholav is not simply a gezeira or a slippery slope, no? Anyone who tells you that Judaism doesn't believe in slippery slopes never learned, right? Slippery slopes are the ikker gezeiras. That's like what it's all about. Basar oif, the Rambam is saying, is not a slippery slope. It's a concern for a toss. Slippery slope might mean that, you know, you see I'm eating basar oif b'cholav, you might come to eat basar behema b'cholav. But that Rambam is not really saying that. Rambam is saying much more than that. The Rambam is saying that if you see I'm eating basar oif b'cholav, you're going to say that the pshat in the pasuk is only b'chalev imo, and therefore you're going to make a mistake by basar behema. No? It's not only a slippery slope, it's a concern of toss. And says the Megillah Sefer, since the lomdus of basar oif b'cholav is toos, so therefore Chazal have a certain liberty to say, you know what, by Basar Aif, we're not going to answer Bishol and Hannah, because all I need to do is to make some indication that this is different, and therefore people won't make a toast, and that's enough. So I don't have to answer Bishol and Hannah. If it's a slippery slope, I should answer Bishol and Hannah. And since the Megillah Sefer, you know what, when I talk about Cholom Shchuta, and I talk about Ur, Gide Matzamos, all those things, those are slippery slopes. Since they're slippery slopes, I answer Midrabbanan, even Bishol and Hannah, no? That's what slippery slope means. You have to answer everything. But Basar Oaf is not a slippery slope. Basar Oaf is what's it called? Basar Oaf is a concern for Taos. Based on this, the Megillah Sefer on page 13 and 14 or something like that, the Megillah Sefer wants to suggest that maybe there is no Isser Ha'ala'a by the other things. Maybe only Basar Oif has an Isser Ha'ala'a because of the fact that Basar Oif is a Taos. But by other things, that it's a slippery slope, maybe we won't make gezeiros like gezeiros. It's kind of a radical idea. But it's creative. We like things that are creative. Right? So that's what the Megillah Sefer suggests. Hanir Lafi and Yisdaiti, that this is not the pshat. Because the way what the Megillah Sefer is saying is that the Taz is telling that you only make gezeiros like gezeiros by Taos type of things, which is Basar Oaf and Basar Chai. But by other things, the Taz is saying we're not going to make gezeiros like gezeiros, no? And the Megillah Sefer connects this to another Taz, as a Taz in Sadi Chesif Katan Hay. Usually, when I have a Safeg Dirabbanan, I'm Megal, no? So if I have some cholov that fell into a pot of meat, and then it's nishpach, I'm not sure if there is shishim or not, so if it's doiraisa, I have to be machmir. If it's drabbanan, I could be mekel. The Taz writes that by basar oif b'cholov, you should be machmir on nishpach. What's the hesber? How can you machmir nishpach? So says the Megillah Sefer that the pshat and the Taz is the same idea. That basar oif is a different din. It's not a slippery slope. It's a din of Taos. That's what the Megillah Sefer suggests. The way I'm trying to learn the Taz, based on my razzle-dazzle approach of that we make gezeirah le-gezeirahs, b'makom, that the Torah has a siyog d'oraisa, so it would seem that we should aser even basar shchuta, even Cholav Shchuta, we should ask her Baha Allah, we should ask her Baha Allah, even Argidim and Atzamos, all the Rabbanans, we should ask her, and there's no reason to distinguish, which would be what the Bible concludes, not what the Megillah Sefer concludes. Okay? So that's the first Mahalach that I wanted to say. So far, so good, gentlemen? Should we continue our study of Judaism? Ike, you have a comment?
Doesn't even make sense to the opposite that the Torah already gave a Siyot Dereisa, meaning we're already distanced enough from the actual answer. Why would he have to make
so
additional?
I would say, I mean, one could make that case, but I think that's not the pshat. And that, because I'll tell you like this, I think that the fact that the Rabboni Shlom decides to make a Siyog tells me that this is considered a very serious tzorech. The Rabboni Shalom is Yorid L'Sof Daltam Shubanei Adam, and the Rabboni Shalom knows that Basar B'Cholov is the type of thing that people are likely to violate. Therefore, he says, don't even do Bishol. You're coming at it from the perspective of like facts on the ground. Once Rabboni Shalom made a siyog, so it's less likely to violate. I'm coming at it almost like a Darshin and Taima Dekra perspective. The fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam decided to aser shows that it's a greater concern. Again, I have no real evidence that I'm right. But it seems, by looking at this din in Peiches, I'm looking at the din in Yeridei Kuf Tzadihei, by Harchakos Hanida, it's a little interesting that these are two cases where we have where we have gezeiros and gezeiros that apply lahalacha. I have a few other examples of this in the back of my mind, but for now, this is enough. Sir?
Generally, why would you never mind that there has to be some sort of general quality in regards to gezeiros, like gezeiros, and only in this case, like, why do we assume that there have to be some?
Yes. Okay. So I think that the Mefarshim over here are making a point. The Gemara over here is bothered by some issues. Yeah. Gezeirah and Gezeirah.
It exists, but why do we assume there has to be consistent?
Yeah. So when I was in 11th grade, my Rebbe, Rabbi Yehoshua Kalish, made that point in Shiar. He said that he doesn't think there is any real evidence in Shas as a categorical statement that we don't make gezeiros like gezeiros, and you have to like take each case on its own. I think like all.
Sir Fathi thinks that also.
What?
I think Sir Fathi thinks that also.
Oh yeah.
I heard it.
It could be I told this to him. I used to learn with him. It could be I told this to him from my Rebbe. Yeah. Again, you need tremendous bekiyas and chas to make those types of statements. I don't have it. It seems to me that like most Sfarim, most Mefarshim deal with Gezeiros like Gezeiros is like, do you make it or don't you make it? And like, and the Bali HaTaisis, like I was just teaching in Stern the other night, there's a Taisis Yeshanim, Dafchof Aleph, Amar Aleph, in Shabbos, who says, oh yeah, we make a Gezeiros like Gezeiros over here, he's like bothered by the whole kash and like tries to dray out of it. The Bali HaTaisis are bothered by these kashas all the time. They're assuming that there's a cloud. Do you make zero like zero? You don't make zero like zero. They're not taking it in a piecemeal case by case basis.
Lishitasam.
Okay. Now the Bali HaTaisis look at Shas this way.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Beseder. I mean, I'm happy to say that type of thing, but. Okay, so this is the first Tekot Torah I wanted to say. Next Tekot Torah. What's the reason for the Isra Ha'alah? What's the reason? Mr. Rosenzweig.
The Shomer says,
Shlo Yochlu Yachad, in other words,
that you all need to eat. If you put meat and cheese on the table, then
I might eat both of them. Right? And that's beferish in the Ran, at the beginning of Parakoh HaBasar. The Ran says that the Isser of Halo'a is because you might come La'ochlam Yachad. Halo Dovrhu, that Rashi doesn't say that. Right? What does Rashi say?
He mentioned that they're boleya.
The Rashi says that they're boleya, right? Which is like a head scratcher. Like, why would Rashi say that you have the bus and the cholov together so they'll absorb flavor from one another?
Maybe like Rashi is like foreshadowing the Elphus Rotev?
Rashi is foreshadowing the Gemara and Kuf.
Like, is that the next Amr? Or maybe not? Like when the Gemara talks about it, it talks about
the Elphus or Seth.
So maybe
there's
a Goliath
that
they're both
passed. Okay, so that's certainly possible. It raises a larger question about Rashi's derech in writing his Pirush on Shas. Generally speaking, Rashi's not into foreshadowing. I gave some shiurim a few summers ago. I have like a series I give Mishal sometimes called Halachic Men. And I gave a summer on Rashi. Most scholars understand that Rashi is not into the foreshadowing approach. And Rashi, by the way, is consistent. So I don't know exactly why Rashi says it. That's going to be boleya, especially because the Isser Ha'ala is even Bitzonin. Right? It's a gezeira unto Ofis Reseach. Bitzainin, what type of bliya is there? So we do pass in Sadi Aleph that like if meat and cheese touch, I'm worried that there's going to be some surface level bliya between them, even though they're cold. Maybe Rashi is getting at something of that sort. I'm not exactly sure why Rashi makes the comment, but the fact that Rashi makes the comment shows that for Rashi, the din of the din of halah is not because of achila. For example, let's say I have a piece of raw meat. No one eats raw meat, no? It's kind of yucky. So, is there an isra halah by raw meat? Well, chayra for Rashi, yes. For the Ran, no. Also, one could argue one of the cases, I remember thinking about this when I still had babies. Are you allowed to eat a meal, a Shabbos meal, with your baby and put the baby's bottle down on the table while you're eating a Shabbos meal? No? Or a weekday meal, even. Is that permitted?
Is that bringing cheese on the table?
No, I'm eating fleishiks. I have a Shabbos. What?
It's like
so it is in a kli. So according to Rashi, there's going to be no bliya. It's in the kli. According to the Ran, do I have to wear shemi yavoi l'ayichlei? Maybe. I do know people. Someone, I once dated her years ago, my past life. So she told me that whatever, she was once driving, and she was really thirsty, and there was like some baby bottle in the car from her sister's kid, and she like drank the baby bottle as she's driving. Because it's real food. Right? It's gonna be normal milk as the kid is a little bit older. I didn't marry her, by the way. That wasn't why. But it is possible that the concern of Shema Yavola Ochol can exist by a baby bottle. So L'cha'ira, one could argue that this should all be Tony Machlikas, Rashi, and the Ran. Another case that might be totally in this is the Prima Gadim quotes from Mekshuva the Beis Yaakov. This is already normal Torah. That the Beis Yaakov discusses, let's say, I'm fleishig. I'm toch vav shaos after eating basar. Am I allowed to sit at the table while you're eating mochiks? No? You're eating your pizza and I want to shmooze with you. Am I allowed to be at the same table with you? So the Tshuva's Beis Yaakov says that it's asar. And the Prima Gadim writes, Lo Ra'isi Nizharim Oza. No? That people aren't careful about this. But for Aira, one could argue, this is totally in the Machlokas, Rashi and the Ran. No? That according to Rashi, that there's some concern of Bliya, ain't no concern of Bliya in this case. But according to the Ran, it's a concern, Shema Yavola Ochlo would be a concern. By the way, Fivel Cohen says something interesting that I didn't see in any other Sefer. He writes in the Tziyunim, Os Yud Gimel, and elsewhere. He has a few places in the Tziyunim that maybe there's a difference between if I am done eating in Gansin, in other words, I'm fleishig, and the case I'm not done eating in Gansin, let's say I still have Basar Bein Hashinayim. Right? In other words, right, we're learning in Peites that Basar Bein Hashinayim is the, one of the reasons for the din of Hamtana. So if I still have the meat in my teeth, maybe then I have to be more machmir. That's like his. We'll talk about this in pay test. But revival develops this idea, which again I think is interesting, not compelling, certainly interesting. Now, so there's this machlokes between Rashi and the Ran. I think he presented a number of nafkaminas. Now let's go on. The Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Beis. You know what? Let's talk about the Shach first. Let's talk about the Shach and Ice Beis. Yeah, that's like, he's cool. Yeah.
I just learned again about Rashi. He does also mention Achila.
So here's the thing. I think if we read the Rashi slowly and carefully. Dilma osila mechlinu ki adodi de konagi ubal ime hadodi. In other words, what Rashi is saying is that since they were boileya, so therefore I might eat this substance and I'll end up eating basar b'chalav. Right? But the blia is the trigger for the whole Isra Halo'a, Ali with the Rashi.
There may just be an idea of how you're going to be eating basar b'chalav.
I mean, I would say much easier. I would say I'm eating meat. And I'm chewing on a piece of meat, I'm eating the meat, and I'm going to reach out and take your cheese and eat it together. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, I'm worried about the bliya. Right? Rashi says, I'm worried about the bliya, and therefore, I might eat them together because they were already bliya. I think that's clear. Because there's no isser of creating a bliya but sinin. But again, this I think is a raya why your pshat is not correct, that Rashi is foreshadowing Ofes Roseya. Rashi holds there's no iser creating bliya b'tzayne. Create bliya hain b'smargin. The only thing is, I'm worried I'll create a bliya and I might come lidei achila. Yes, sir.
There is a gears at the bottom of the tour that says you might come to be a bashal and then
go. Oh, yeah. I don't think I noticed this. Is this in, this is a footnote in the tour or something? Or that goes to you now? I don't think I noticed that. In other words, I might come lidei bishal.
Yeah.
Right? That's the way Mr. Rosen talking. That's what Chaim was trying to say. I don't have that.
Hey,
I'll have to look in your Torah. I don't think I have that. Okay, good. Again, that would be interesting also. In other words, that might come lidei bishul. Then we'd have to declare how come basar eif is usher, since there's no iser of bishul by basar eif entirely. That's already going to make our head spin. Right? Okay, we're thinking about it. Shach Ospeis. The Shach basically discusses, is there an Isra Ha'ala'a by treif meat? Or by treif substances in general? And the Shach Tainas, that in his opinion, right, again, when all the dust settles from the Shach, in his opinion, there's no Isra Ha'ala'a by something treif, because Badil Minei, because people are going to maintain a distance from treif. Right? And therefore, both, I think, according to Rashi's Svara and the Ran's Svara, because of Bodo Minei, I'm not going to come lidei Isser. The Shach, however, notes that there are two exceptions to the Bodo Minei idea. One is Nedarim. By Nedarim, the Rush has a different heter, that Nedarim is going to be mutter because it's ki'ilu, we hate each other. But the fact that it's considered treif alone would not be matir nedarim, says the Shach, because the chefza that you aser b'neder, that chefza is a mutter beforehand. That chefza is going to be mutter in most cases, so it's not badominei. Usually, if I have treif on the table, it's badominei. If there's an oyster, no self-respecting Orthodox Jew is going to go out and reach out to try to take an oyster. But if you have something that's usher mitam neder, so if self-respecting Orthodox Jew might take it, so the Shach says the heter of badul minei does not apply. Similarly, the Shach tainos that the heter of badul minei does not apply by lechem, because al halechem yitya ha'adam. No? That's actually no such pasuk. In fact, the pasuk is punkt vakeret. Lo al halechem levado yitya ha'adam. But the Shach is borrowing an idea that the Rishonim have in Maseches Nedarim regarding the Isser of Pas Akum. That Pas Akum, right, we have certain chumras that are put into place, the Rishonim use Lakula, Lahakel. We're more make on Pas Akum than we are in Bishul Akum, because Pas is a necessity. Right? Al Halechem Yifya Ha'adam. Some of the Rishonim say Al HaSheikhar Yithya HaAdam also. That's like from the Brett Kavanaugh school. But the idea of Al HaLechem Yithya HaAdam is a certain kula that is thrown into the Miskeret by Pas Akum, and the Shach is applying it to the fact to show that it's not Bodominei regarding the Isser of Ha'Allah. By an Isser, usually it's going to be mutter, but if I have treif bread, it's going to be asr. I remember years ago, when I was first in Yeridei in Yeshiva, so I went over to ask Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichron Alevracha, about, Rav Aaron was machmir on Chadash, no? Rav Aaron was super machmir on Chadash. Rav Aaron did not allow Eidei Kedushin at a wedding who ate non-yashan, right? He was a super machmir on this. So I asked Rabbi Aaron if he would eat at the table with someone who's eating regular bread. So Rabbi Aaron says, no, it is forbidden. Ze shach and simin pe ches. It is forbidden. Right? That's what he kept on saying. And yeah, that seems to be a correct shot in Shach Yehuda is megel. The Yad Yehuda dingsach on this entire shach. The Yad Yehuda says, first of all, lechem, that we're going to be more machmir, that's a din stamazoi because of, you know, in the bishul akla miskeret. So the real concern over there is kiruv hadas, that you might come to marry the daughter of the person who made the food for you. Right? It's an issur mishum chasnus that comes out kiruv hadas. So in that miskeret, I talk about what's necessary, what's not necessary. But to assume that pas in general, because it's a staple, that means that you are not badominei, right? Adarav says the Yad Yehuda, a food that you eat less often, you might have more of a cheshek, more of a geshmak to eat it. Lechem, precisely because you eat it all the time, you're less likely to reach out and try to chap the lechem. I think that Yad Yehuda is an interesting svara, no? I mean, halacha l'maaseh, I think we're machmir like the shach, not like the Yad Yehuda, but nonetheless, it's worth discussing. Okay, I want to break now, and Emir Tzah Hashem, we have to finish Pei Ches. The thing to look at in Sif Beis and Peches, and to read very carefully, is the Bir Hagra in the Likut Ois Beis. Right, we're going to spend some time in that Bir Hagra in the Likut. You could also look in, there's a Be'urim in the Bar Shochan page Mem Zayin, who talks about this Pisnei Tshuva Ois Dalet. I probably have another 15 minutes on Peches. I have 15 more minutes of sheer time on Peches, and then guys should also begin to move on to Pei Tes. Again, if people want Makoros, I can give Makoros, but I think these Simonim, you can just find the stuff on your own. It's not as complicated. So, may you have a wonderful and blessed day, and try not to be busted.